This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 2016 net worth among white middle-income families was 19% below 2007 levels, adjusted for inflation. But among black people, it was down 40%, and Hispanics saw a drop of 46%. In 2014, 140 million people did not vote, giving the U.S. the lowest turnout since 1942. Protesters demanding anti-fraud measures shut down the offices of Afghanistan's election commission in three major provinces just weeks before a vote for parliament. A survey by the Cato Institute's voter survey group found that if Trump voters were analyzed on the frequency of church attendance, the trend was consistent. The more a Trump voter attended church, the less white identitarian, the more they expressed positive views on race, trade, and immigration. After the incident where United drug a doctor from a flight between January and March of 2017, 900 passengers were involuntarily bumped. But in the same period this year, it was only 27. Nike may be advertising Colin Kaepernick to sell shoes for social justice, but Nike political giving has strongly favored Republicans in almost all political cycles since 2010, as has New Balance. Adidas and Under Armour contributors favor Democrats. Between 1989 and 2016, the white working class share of total income in the U.S. sank to 27% from 47%, a recent study found. Alarms are sounding over the fact that Arkansas dropped 4,353 people from Medicaid, claiming they did not comply with the new work requirements approved through a federal exemption. 56% of Americans have never listened to a podcast. Impacto, an NGO, has identified 10 cases since 2013 of foreign merchants selling clothing based on indigenous Mexicans' designs without giving credit or payment. 50% of Netflix's 130 million subscribers have watched a comedy special at least once last year, and a third of them have watched three such shows. Nationally, judges granted asylum to about 47% of immigrants from 2012 to 2017, according to Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse statistics. Only 20% of the homes damaged by Hurricane Harvey were covered by flood insurance, and homeowner payouts from FEMA have averaged about $4,400, delaying the recovery. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.